Penguin Random House Audio presents Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts. This is the author, Brené Brown. A note from me. People often ask me if I still get nervous when I speak in public. The answer is yes. I'm always nervous. Experience keeps me from being scared, but I'm still nervous. First, people are offering me their most precious gift, their time. Time is, hands down, our most coveted, unrenewable resource. If being on the receiving end of one of life's most valuable gifts fails to leave you with a lump in your throat or butterflies in your stomach, then you're not paying attention. Second, speaking is vulnerable. I don't memorize my lines or have a set shtick that I do verbatim. Effective speaking is about the unpredictable and uncontrollable art of connection. Even though it's just me on stage and possibly 10,000 people sitting in folding chairs in a convention center, I try to look into as many pairs of eyes as I can. So yes, I'm always nervous. I have a couple of tricks that I've developed over the past several years that help me stay centered. Even though it makes event production teams crazy, I always ask for the house lights to be at 50%. When they're at 100%, you can't see the audience at all, and I don't like talking into the void. I need to see enough faces to know if we're in sync. Are the words and images pulling us together or pushing us apart? Are they recognizing their experiences in my stories? People make very specific faces when they're hearing something that rings true for them. They nod and smile and sometimes cover their faces with their hands. When it's not